Welcome back to another episode of the Legendary Life Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Rice. This is the show that's all about taking your health, your body, and your life to that next level. Today, I've got another solo episode. It's just going to be you and me. And we're going to talk about something really important to you, which is how to choose the right workout program for you. And I'm doing this for a specific reason. So as you know, I did this multi-episode, everything you need to know about building muscle in your 40s. And we talked about how we're selling a workout. What I didn't mention, by the way, is Legendary Lean is now open. I mean, we got a lot going on. The hurricanes, the trips. I don't remember if I told you I was in New Orleans for a week. And we were in Cancun, as you may remember, a few weeks before that. So we came back from Cancun feeling amazing. Then a hurricane comes, and we had this other trip planned to go to New Orleans. And so we ended up going to Orlando. So it's just messed everything up. So if things seem a little discombobulated, it's because they are, but we're pushing through because that's what we do. But you know, we're selling a workout, and Legendary Lean is also now open. And first, I want to thank everyone who's been coming to the website, who's purchased the workout, who's purchased the muscle building program as well, the muscle building course, and who's joined Legendary Lean. We've got a lot of people who just rejoined from the previous group, and we've got a few new people who joined after we sent out an email to the fat loss group waiting list or Legendary Lean waiting list. So I didn't really promote it much, but it is open if you're interested. And we'll get to that because some of the people who've come to the website, they asked, hey, Legendary Lean sounds great, but it's like, and they didn't say it this way, right? But this is basically the gist of the conversation. It's like, yeah, but that's $500. I just want to buy the workout and do it for $79, I think is what the price is, and just kind of go on my own. And I totally get that line of thinking. Everyone's kind of the same. Even my clients who are worth a couple $100 million, my personal training clients here, they're the same. They care about $10, and that's on saving $10 for something. You know, that's a whole nother topic that we're not going to get into, but why people who have so much money care so much about a small $10 discrepancy in paying their personal trainer or their landscaper, but they'll throw down, I don't know, $500,000 on a car. So, but that's for another story. But what I'm trying to say is that I understand that line of thinking because I'm the same way to an extent. I mean, I want the most value for the least amount of money. I mean, can we all agree that's what we all want? I mean, I don't want to take advantage of anybody. I don't want to nickel and dime, or I don't know what it is, negotiate someone down less than what they're actually worth and take advantage of them in a predatory way. But I do want the best deal, right? Especially for commodities, which that's another topic too, because this workout and coaching group is definitely no commodity. But a lot of people have been asking like, okay, well, I think it sounds great to be in the group, but it costs more. And I like the idea of paying $79 and getting results that way, which I totally appreciate that, by the way. Totally appreciate that. Totally appreciate your business. And a lot of people always say, hey, we love the podcast and I love listening to the podcast. And if you were one of those people, I just want to thank you. It's always great hearing about that. We put our heart and soul. I mean, if I wanted to make real money, just all be about money, I would do like a mattress or supplement review website, and that's all I would do. And I would make a lot of commission from the sales of the website, but I chose not to do something like that because that shit sounds boring, right? And I love doing this. I love building workouts that work. I love educating people. I love inspiring people. When I get emails back or people come to the chat, that lights me up inside. And that's what we want to make money, of course, because you can't afford to keep up the website, the podcast, and all the other things that we do without it. But it's not our main motivation. We want to enjoy what we do. We want to feel like we're actually doing something. you know, doing something that affects people in a positive way. And I guess mattress reviews and supplement reviews are good too. And we do a little bit of that, but you know, we do this because I believe it's making a bigger impact. And I hope you feel that way. And in that vein, in that line of helping you make better decisions, that's where I'm going to come in today and help you out with how to decide what's right for you, because it kind of pains me when people do things that I know from, I've been in the business for 18 years. I know when someone's coming and I can see they're not thinking, I don't want to say the right way. They're just inexperienced about choosing what is actually going to give them the most bang for their buck. So let's talk about how we should start thinking about what workout we choose to do or what nutrition plan. I mean, this goes with nutrition as well. So the first thing I want to tell you is you've got to be real with yourself and you got to determine your experience level. Depending on your experience level, that's going to change what probably will work best for you. For example, are you a beginner who's never worked out consistently? Do you know how to perform exercises with good technique, basic exercises like squats, lunges, chest presses, bent over rows, seated rows, pull downs, bicep curls? Do you know how to do those with good technique? Do you understand which muscles work during an exercise and can you feel those muscles? Do you have a basic understanding of nutrition? Do you know what a carbohydrate, or you don't have to know exactly what a carbohydrate is, but you have to know where it's found, right? What types of foods it's found in, because we don't eat carbs, we eat food. Carbohydrates are one of the three macronutrients that are found in the food that we eat. Same with protein. Do you know which foods are protein? Do you know which foods are fat? And do you understand that some foods have all three macronutrients, but sometimes they'll have a lot more? For example, beef has more protein usually, at least it better, right? Unless you're getting a really cheap cut of beef. And it has some fat. Actually, you know, depending on the cut, it has either more or less fat. Like something pretty lean is going to be lower in fat. So do you understand those things? Because if you don't, if you're a true beginner, those are the things that you need to work on. You don't need to be focused on following a diet program that has all the macronutrients measured out and a structured workout using advanced techniques that you don't really have any business using yet. You want to focus on the basics. You want to get your technique down. You want to learn about nutrition in a way that you can apply in your life before building onto that. Now, some beginners actually do well with diets, especially if you like calculating and tracking things. It may work very well for you. In fact, you may learn a lot. But in general, it's better to get some baseline nutrition. So taking my muscle building course would probably be best if you're interested in building muscle. And also in the muscle, I call it the muscle building course, but I also have a section in the muscle building course that tells you all about how to lose body fat too. So it's a little bit of a two-in-one, but I'm not going to say it's the muscle building fat loss course. So, but that would be a good example of something that you could go through and you would learn the rationale behind these things, the scientific reasons behind these things. Another thing is to listen to more episodes of the podcast and also practice the technique of the exercises you're doing. You probably don't need any advanced techniques, all right? You just need to focus on the basics, the pushes, the pulls, the lunges, the squats, the hip hinges, whether that's a deadlift or back extension bench or whatever, and focus on them and get a handle on all those things before you start looking for advanced programs. Now, I know some beginners are out there, but I know most of the people, at least based on this survey, and if you did fill out this survey, we thank you a lot because we know who you are now, right? Like, oh, if I understand you better, I can guide my content better. So we know that most of the people who listen to the show, they're already exercising. So you're intermediate. Intermediate people are people who have been working out consistently. They've probably been listening to various different podcasts, including this one, and they followed maybe structured programs like Beachbody's Insanity or P90X, or they've been doing programs from bodybuilding.com, or they bought a program for either me. I have a lot of people who've bought the previous programs in the past, and you're an intermediate person. You're the person who would be best served by what we have with the muscle building workout, especially if you've plateaued in your workout. So if you already know how to do the exercises, for example, and you've been doing your 3 sets of 10 or 5 sets of 5 or 4 sets of 8 or your, you know, I don't know, 3 sets of 20, whatever it is, and you've kind of run the course with your workouts and you're not seeing a change in your body, the muscle building workout, that would be a great, and for any, not just mine, right? Of course, I'm plugging mine here, but any kind of intermediate level workout program would be an excellent investment for you. Like, for example, my muscle building workout that I've written, there's one for men and one for women. They both have methods that are different. So you're going to be using exercises that you're familiar with, but you're going to be using them in a different way. This can really make the difference. In fact, everybody who's going through a version of the muscle building workout, obviously I write programs for people too. My one-on-one coaching clients, my personal training clients, they all get customized programs. And they have been doing this stuff already. And I've been getting photos from them and text messages, and it's just awesome. So if you feel like you've hit a rut a bit, then this will help you. Also, let's talk about WHO Legendary Lean or just a coaching group in general. So think about this. If you've bought programs or workouts before and you didn't get good results with them, even though you were pretty sure the person you were listening to was good, and I'll just use me because it's easy, but let's say, like, if you've been listening for a while, you trust me, you trust that I know what I'm doing to some extent. Am I the best physical education or strength coach or personal trainer in the world? That would be hard to say, right? But do I know what I'm doing? Have I done this for a long time? Do I understand the theory and the practical application at a deep enough level that I can train someone in a wheelchair who just had a knee replacement surgery and get them in shape? Or I can take an athlete who's been struggling with injuries and some other things and get them in shape? Yeah, I'm that person for sure. And I've done both of those things, including a lot of situations and circumstances in between. So have you got bad results? Maybe you tried following a program, but, like, for example, some of the techniques that we use in the muscle building program, they're a little tricky to learn at first. And if you don't get them right, you're not going to get good results. And I've had some of the people in the coaching group or who I work with, they didn't get it right. But I was able to say, hey, okay, what did you do? How did it go down? And let's figure out what you could do better, what you're missing that will help you get the most results from this technique. So if you've ever been in a program or like that, or bought a workout and you've been in a situation like that, then a coaching group is going to be better for you. Because it's not, I know when people say coaching, they're like, oh God, I don't need someone to pat me on the back and say, you can do it. That's not what I do. I do a little bit of that because it's just, I like using positive reinforcement, but that's not really my job. I'm not a cheerleader, okay? I am a person who solves problems. So when someone says, oh, this exercise hurts my shoulder or hurts my knee or hurts my back, what can I do instead? Boom, I've got answers, usually several of them. Or if someone says, I'm not feeling my glutes, like I have a client who isn't feeling her glutes on the exercises that I have written for her, you know, one-on-one coaching, her customized workout. Boom, I've got solutions for that. And so that's the type of thing that happens in a coaching program, either one-on-one or group coaching. So think about that. And I have not been, I'll tell you honestly, I'm not interested in being in anybody's fitness coaching group. That wouldn't work for me. I'm at a level where I would buy a workout designed by a high-level coach, no problem, and I have many times, and I will in the future. I love being coached by people, but I don't like being in groups. I like one-on-one, especially since I have so many injuries. By the way, that's a great example for the power of one-on-one coaching. So if, like I would do one-on-one coaching with someone, but I would never be in a group because they would give me some, like I won't go and do certain events or conferences that are about exercise because I know, like I won't do the CrossFit certification because they're going to make me do all the craziness when it's like, I know how to do all that stuff. Just show me how you put it together and I'll get it, you know, but I'm not going to start doing Olympic lifting and things that I know are going to hurt my joints and I won't be able to walk the next day. I don't need that. So I would do one-on-one coaching. And if you're someone with an injury and you've been struggling, that's something where one-on-one coaching can really help if it's with the right person, of course. So just understand your experience level. And those are the different situations that I've seen work really well. So the next thing that you got to think about after you think about your experience level is determine your goal. And although this seems really straightforward because there's only a few things that you can do. Do you want to lose fat? Do you want to build muscle? Are you just getting started? Do you want to compete in a powerlifting program or powerlifting competition? I mean, do you want to get strong? Maybe you don't care about building muscle. Maybe you just want to get stronger, right? Maybe you compete like I did in a weight class sport where actually putting on muscle may not be such a good idea for you, but you want to get in shape. So you've got to determine your goal. And one of the biggest things that I see with people is that they don't get clear on their goal. They have like, well, I want to lose fat, but I want to build muscle too. And I want to improve my vertical jump and put about 100 pounds on my bench press. Can we do all that? And the answer is yes, we can do all that, but not at the same time. And if you are scattered like that, you got the fitness ADD, it's no wonder that you haven't gotten great results. So pick a goal and stick with that goal until you get it. And this goes for some of the people that we've spoken to on the chat, because I'm not always there by Giselle when she, by the way, you talk to Giselle, that is Giselle on the other line. So be nice when you go to the website. And everybody is, by the way. We've only had a few nutcases. By the way, just really quick tangent. After I did my What the Health, we had some vegans kind of attack us. So be nice, vegans. That's Giselle that you were speaking to. And they weren't so terrible, but it was a little bit too much. So, but we haven't had it only when we first launched the episode and started promoting it. Then we had some vegans that were being a little inappropriate. Anyway, so we had a few conversations with people who came to the website. And again, we always appreciate you coming and speaking to us, telling us that you love the podcast and buying something from us. But we also want you to get the best product or service for the best results. And a few people came and said, hey, I want the muscle building workout, but I have 40 pounds to lose, or I have 25 pounds to lose. So let's talk about that. If you have 25 or 40 pounds to lose, then sure, the muscle building workout, it's not going to be bad. But if you're thinking that just you can do exactly what you're doing right now, your lifestyle, the way you eat, the way you sleep, and just do a muscle building workout and see some fat fly off your body, you know, that's asking a lot. Okay. You would either one need to, the workout's great and it can help you lose fat. In fact, I've lost some fat and I haven't really changed my diet at all. But then again, my diet isn't that bad. I'm never that bad with my diet. This is my job. So I'm always in this, I'm always vacillating between like, okay, really good with the diet or strict with the diet, lose a little bit of pounds. And so my body's been changing, but my diet's pretty good. And if you're 25 or 45 pounds overweight or 30 pounds or whatever it is, 10 pounds, 15 pounds, there's something off about what you're doing with your diet. Now, that may not be 100% true, and I'll tell you why. If you're currently doing zero for exercise and you're eating a certain way, then you go to working out with a well-written program with challenging techniques that will help you like build muscle. It will change your body and you may be able to lose that weight. But let's say that you've been working out. Let's say that it's not the workout, it's really your diet. You'll probably need to either one, adjust your diet. You're going to need to cut the calories. So really quick, cut the calories, but cut them from probably fat mostly, and keep the carbs a little bit higher unless you have some sort of insulin resistance, and keep your protein high, right? And I'm not going to go into details about what that is because I've done so many episodes on that, but that's what you need. Now, the other thing, and we put this together recently to accommodate people because we know maybe joining Legendary Lean is not what you want to do right now, but we put together a workout and diet combination. So that's 197, and that's available. If you come to the chat and ask for that, we're happy to set you up with that deal. And we'll send you an email and offer that as well. But that you need to address your diet. Only if you're doing absolutely zero and then go to, oh man, I'm doing this awesome workout program. Okay, expect to lose 10, 15, 20 pounds and more if you keep it up. That's okay. But going from like, oh, I'm already working out, I've been working out consistently, I'm just eating like crazy and having way too much alcohol or whatever it is that is is causing you to be and stay overweight, then that just a workout probably ain't going to do it for you. Okay. And that's why the coaching program is also a good choice as well. And again, it doesn't have to be mine, but you know, get with someone who is legit and knows how to coach people and has the right information. So if you're, let's say that you're after building muscle, then absolutely it's perfect, right? Or if you wanted, let's not talk about that because that's pretty obvious. It's a muscle building workout, right? Let's say if you cared mostly about strength. Well, as you may have learned, maybe you knew this before, but you learned in the Everything You Need to Know About Building Muscle in Your 40s masterclass that we just went through. Well, strength and size are not as correlated and connected as you might think. So if you're lifting heavy weights and resting 3 minutes in between each set because they're so demanding, 2 or 3 minutes, and you're not getting a lot of volume, well, that's not going to put muscle on you. However, that's perfect for strength training. In fact, I'm using this example on purpose because I remember someone reaching out to me saying they were doing 5 sets of 5 and their bodies weren't changing that much and they were just doing, it's a low volume routine. You're not doing that many sets or reps. And while the every set is challenging, you need to get more in your workouts. That's why I'm not a huge fan of strong lifts or Mark Ripito's starting strength. I don't like those programs because they're too low volume. They're okay for beginners if you got a good coach, because I don't think you should be lifting heavy right off the bat. That's just not my style and or belief when it comes to getting someone started. So just understand that this muscle building program, you will get stronger, but it's not a strength peaking program. I'm not using the techniques that I know a lot of strength techniques. I use a few of them in the program, but again, it's really about getting in the volume. It's about getting muscular. So, and I don't even know if I'll do a peaking program for strength. I just don't think that the demand is there to write a workout like that. You could probably care more about health and about building muscle and transforming your body than like, I want to lift 500 pounds, you know, or competing in a powerlifting competition. I'll probably write articles on that stuff though, and I will share them. I'll do podcast episodes and write articles. But again, if you're looking to do a powerlifting competition, this is not the workout for you. But if you're looking to transform your body to look like you can lift more weight than you actually can, which is my situation right now, because my injury in October, I'm on body weight exercises for my lower body. And, you know, I've not always been able to deadlift at least 300 pounds, but it's been something I've been able to do for years. Even when I haven't trained that much, I could still slap on three plates on each side and deadlift it. And I would not be able to do that now. So think about your goal and really dial in on that goal and set all the other goals aside. You can kind of mix building muscle and fat loss if the calorie deficit isn't too extreme. And if you're eating a pretty good diet to begin with, and I know people always say, oh, of course I eat a pretty good diet, but it's like, your idea, my idea might be a little bit different, but the muscle building and fat loss go hand in hand. In fact, I want to tell you a brief story about that. I have a coaching client, Janine, who I've been working with for a few months, and a little shout out to you, Janine. Really appreciate her, and she's a person who I've really enjoyed working with, but she texted me something today that really kind of sums up some of the struggles she's had in the past few months of working with me. And like many people, she was believing that, okay, all right, since this fat loss thing is all about calories, which it's not completely, right? Okay, so this is her thinking. She's like, I'm going to really cut my calories. I'm going to lose this fat fast. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. In fact, she actually, when someone signs up for one-on-one coaching, and she'll come on, I've already talked to her. I want her to come on and share this story with you, but I wanted to tell you this part of the story. And she actually, so when you sign up with me, I give you a workout. I give you workouts and tweak your diet to get you where you want to go. She actually got to the point where she came up with something she wanted to follow. And I think we did it for a month and she came up with it. So I was like, I needed to let her go through the process to do that because I didn't want to fire her as a client. She's a really cool person. And I wanted to support her through it because what we don't like to believe about this stuff sometimes is that it's a learning process and you have to really get into the nuances and it isn't all about calories. And I was trying to tell her that she was trying to cut her calories way back. And she even went on this liquid diet thing for a little while, which she's already on the lean side to begin with. She's not overweight at all. She just wants to become like, you know, really fit. So she's not the person that should be doing that type of thing. You know, someone who is a woman who is maybe 30% body fat or 35 or 40 or on up, maybe that's something that you could do and that could get you jump started. But someone like her, she really needed to not diet too hard and really focus on the exercise. And she texted me today, and this is a very short version of a multiple months long conversation or coaching process. And she texted me today. She's 127, starving, not working, eating mochis and myo reps, working, and a little wink there. And so what she's referring to is when she first signed up, we got her to lose about 10 pounds really quick, but we had been stuck at around 130 for the longest time. And again, it has to do a little bit with the way she was approaching things and what she had in her mind. And what she means by eating mochis, which mochi is Japanese ice cream, and we have talked, and Whole Foods has these amazing mochis, these Japanese ice creams that are covered in, like, I guess this rice gooey stuff. So they're amazing. They really are, especially the fruit flavors. I don't know which one Janine's favorite is, but my favorite's the fruit flavors, and the chocolate's very good. So anyway, she was being super strict with her diet, starving herself, and she wasn't losing weight. She was having a hard time getting past that 130, even though she was working out consistently. And so we raised the amount of food she's been eating and made her a little less strict on her diet. And she's been doing a more effective workout routine. And then boom, she's down to 27. That's actually a personal record for her. She's never been that low before. And she sent me a picture the other day of her flexing. You can see the muscle on her bicep and her back starting to come out. And she's just, I'm so proud of her. But it illustrates a situation where if you're a very obese person or overweight person, you got a lot of fat to lose, you're going to need a different situation than someone who is maybe on the average side and looking to get lean. So think about that, because if you're on the overweight side or obese side, you may really want to focus on the nutrition first. And the Legendary Lean group is perfect for that. It's just doing the muscle building workout can work. I've kind of already gone over that, but you're going to need to focus on nutrition. But if you're in that middle category where a lot of people are, if you've been working out consistently and you know a bit about nutrition, you really have to focus on the type of workouts that you're doing. And so many people don't realize their workouts are just not optimal. They're just not optimal. And if you try to cut calories too aggressively, it's going to shoot your progress into the dirt. The reason is, number one, you should be focused, if you're really trying to transform your body, you should be focused on building muscle. Even if you're a woman and you say, I don't want to be big and bulky, it's like fat makes you big and bulky, muscle does not, okay? You've got to be focused, and muscle helps you lose the fat. I've kind of changed my mind on this. In the past, I used to think, okay, burn calories in the gym to lose body fat. Now I'm like, no, if you want to change your body, don't go into the gym and just do some high intensity interval training or just do some heavy lifts, 5 sets of 5 or 4 sets of 8. You really have to be specific with what you do and build muscle. An effective muscle building routine, like my muscle building workout that I've written, it will help drive a lot of the food that you're eating into the muscle growth and not into your waistline. And here's what's crazy about it. I use my reps for the first month and you spend less time in the gym, but you get better results. It's crazy. You spend less time in the gym, but you get better results, and you don't even have to do cardio. You just focus on your steps. And that's a bit of a change for me. And it's a recent shift in my paradigm, if you will, because before I thought like, hey, just burn some calories in the gym, doesn't matter, you know, lift some heavy weight or do some high intensity interval training or do high reps, do whatever. But now I'm like, no, focus on building muscle, because it makes transforming your body and dialing in your nutrition so much easier. You can get away with more. And that's exactly what Janine is experiencing. That's what I'm experiencing right now. I'll be putting up some before and afters in a bit. I'm not really that impressive for me. Other people may disagree, but for me, because I had my injury really bad, and I told you, I'm still working out with my body weight right now for my leg exercises. So once I get, I'll show a little before and after picture. I'm still in shape. You can see me on the videos. Those videos are recent, but watch me in a few months by the end of the year, early next year. And I plan on getting into the gym. I've been working out at home still as well. So those are some things to consider. And also think about your injuries, as long as we're on that topic, because if you've got an injury like I do, like I'm basically doing the muscle building workout that I've written. I'm doing that for my upper body because I can lift heavy with my upper body. I've got some injuries here and there, but you know, my neck with the 3 herniated discs, but it's been doing well. So I can push my upper body, but I'm doing body weight exercises like kind of like a beginner routine for my lower body. And I won't be able to change that until I get a certain amount of strength and fitness back to where I'm not going to re-injure that area, because I do not want to have that sciatic pain again. Oh my gosh. I've never taken pain pills in my life because of an injury or some type of medical procedure. And I've had plenty of hurtful things happen to me, physically traumatizing things happen to me. I've never had to take this stuff, but I was asking for the pills, and it was so painful, and I don't want that to come back or to go backwards. So think about your injuries, because you may, again, that's a situation. I'll come out with some shoulder injury workouts and back injury and those types of things in the near future, but in general, you want to be really careful about doing general routines if that's your situation. So keep that in mind. And also decide what you're willing to do, because some people, like I said, what's the best thing? A personalized workout program. But let's say you don't like the techniques that are there. Well, that's going to be a problem. I've actually dealt with this quite a bit here in my personal training business in Miami Beach, my in-person clients, especially the women who didn't want to do certain types of exercise because they felt it was a little hardcore and they just like to lift the pink weights and do a bunch of reps, but not actually do the heavy lifting that actually changes your body, and not necessarily even heavy weight, just kind of hard exercise that really changes your body. Like Janine texted me the other day that she had trouble walking down the stairs after her short but intense myo rep workout. That's what I'm talking about. And that changes your body. And a lot of women tend to like, go to classes, or we had another coaching client in the coaching group who I had to say, hey, she was really into the high intensity interval training thing because she likes the way it feels. And to be honest, I like the way it feels too, but it's not ideal for changing your body. And that's what I want you to be focused on. However, if you're not willing to do it, just understand that you're not going to get great results. The things that work are the things that work. And especially you see all the Instagram people who have amazing bodies, both men and women, they're not doing high intensity interval training, but they're doing resistance training that's challenging, and they do it consistently. Okay. It may not be bicep curls and bench presses, but it's some type of resistance and you have to add weight to it. Now there are some of the freaks who just look good from doing anything, but that's not me. And that's most likely not you. You're going to have to work a little bit harder. So let me go over some frequently asked questions and then I'm going to wrap this up. But will legendary lean or your muscle building workout work if I've tried other programs or workouts in the past? And the answer is absolutely. Being on a program before actually means that you have some experience following a structured program. It's probably exactly right for you. I would have more reservations with someone who never been on a program before. So do I have to take supplements to get results in your coaching group or workout? And what I want to tell you is I don't sell supplements, and I recommend a few, but you definitely don't need them, okay? And the protein powder, that's just for convenience. You can have Greek yogurt and a banana before and after your workout and do just fine. But I do give you some supplements in both the coaching group and the workout. I recommend some supplements for you to get that will improve your workouts. But again, you don't need them. I'm not taking any supplements right now that are muscle building related. I'm taking some other stuff that are for health, I'm not going to go into it now, but things that have nothing to do with muscle building. So I'm a vegetarian. Can I still follow your diet in Legendary Lean? So we've had some vegetarians who did well in the group. We structure your meal plan a bit different to accommodate your plant-based diet. And if you'd like our muscle building routine with an add-on diet for $197, we can definitely take care of that for you. However, just know that animal protein is more powerful, more effective for building muscle. So you may have to load up on some extra protein, on some pea protein powder or something to help you along the way. That's a situation where a protein supplement will help a lot. So I cannot eat certain foods for various reasons. Can I still join Legendary Lean or buy a diet from you, a menu plan from you? And the answer is yes. We specify the amount of protein, fat, and carbohydrates, but you're not required to eat any specific food. So we ask you what you like and what you don't like, then formulate your menu based on exactly what you tell us. So how much exercise will I do in your coaching program or workout? And what types of exercises will I do? So how much exercise? Well, there will be a focus on, of course, resistance training and getting in your steps. We don't have you do any cardio. Cardio may get in the way of your results. So that's a more recent change that I've made. I really want people on the just focused on building muscle when it comes to the exercises. So you will work out 4 times a week. You'll have 4 different workouts to do in both groups, both the Legendary Muscle workout and the coaching group. You'll be doing 4 workouts per week. And as far as what types of exercises, the usual stuff, squats, lunges, bench presses, pull-ups, assisted pull-ups, pull-downs, dumbbell curls. Nothing is going to be too crazy in terms of the exercises or difficult to do. It's the methods that really make the difference. So this is something that comes up a lot. What happens if I can't perform an exercise because of an injury or lack of equipment? Well, I'll be nice, of course, especially since I have the time to do it at the moment. And you have a problem with an exercise, I'll give you, just send us an email. And of course, if you're in the coaching group, then I take care of this for you. But send me an email and I'll tell you what you should use instead. So what happens if I hit a plateau? Plateaus are not uncommon, okay, with workouts or diets. So let's talk about workouts first. So you won't hit a plateau in the legendary muscle workout because it changes every 4 weeks and you're doing a different method. So I guarantee you, you're not going to hit a plateau. Okay, it's just not going to happen. However, you will eventually hit a plateau if you continue to run the program over and over. And the thing there is to change your workout. You got to change the method, perhaps the exercises, but the methods, the sets, the reps, how you're doing them. So that's natural. As far as a weight loss plateau on a diet, on a menu plan, well, what we need to do is reassess your situation. And for a lot of people, it's just simply a matter of of underreporting and not being on top of how much they're actually eating. But let's say that's not the case. As you lose weight, your metabolism will slow down. That's natural. A 250-pound body burns more calories at rest than a 200-pound body, right? Just like a truck burns more calories just sitting there idling than a sedan, right? Okay, are we all on the same page? So what we do is we redo your diet program. If you're in the coaching group, if you hit a plateau on a personalized diet that we write, we talk to you about it and we help you get around it. But if you require a whole new diet, then you'd have to pay for another one. And if you're in the coaching group, that's already taken care of. And the last question that I'm going to answer is, I want to build muscle and get stronger. Will Legendary Lean work for me? And this is specifically about Legendary Lean, because if you want to build muscle and get fitter and stronger, Legendary Muscle Workout will definitely work. But let's talk about for Legendary Lean. Definitely, we focus on fat, but we call it Legendary Lean and we call it rapid fat loss. But what we're really doing there is body transformation. And that requires body transformation is two things. It's building muscle, because you do not have as much muscle as you think on your body, especially if you're overweight. You will be one of the hardest lessons you'll ever learn when you start losing body fat. It's how much body fat you have on you. When I lost 10 pounds, I thought I was going to be shredded. And it's like, yeah, I can see my abs, but I am not shredded. I don't have veins on my abs and people aren't asking me to like wash their clothes on my washboard abdominals. I probably have another 10 pounds to lose before Men's Health is going to let me on their Men's Health, like, you know, to be a cover model is what I'm trying to say. So I probably have close to around 10 pounds before like I'm shredded like that. And then I'll take some pictures and then come back up to probably where I'm at about now, because, you know, it's sucks being staying that lean. But you can maintain quite a bit of leanness, all right? You can maintain like a 10% or 12%. 13% without trying too hard, as long as you get there. So it will work for you. And if you have more of a muscle building goal than fat loss, we can accommodate you, because it's not too hard. We do diet plans for everybody anyway, so we're happy to accommodate you. However, it really is a body transformation. So if you're looking for a body transformation and you're really looking to do the work, or you're ready to do the work involved in transforming your body, or whatever you can accomplish in 90 days, which is going to be quite a lot if you go full pedal to the metal and do everything that we have you do, especially with the revamped second round of Legendary Lean, Legendary Lean 2.0, in other words. It's going to be killer. So if you'd like to be part of the group, definitely sign up. It'll be open until October 30th, so another 9 days. And we'll send you out emails. But if you want in, you want to transform your body, pull the trigger and make it happen, because I will be there every step of the way. Again, if you just want to do the workouts and perhaps you're like, nah, I'm actually pretty good, but I'm looking for a new challenge. Yeah, Legendary Muscle, I guarantee you, even if you think you're advanced, this will kick your butt. And by the way, you're not advanced, and neither am I, because we'd be in the Olympics or you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. You'd be listening to the Bulgarian weightlifting podcast, where you learn how to work out 6 days a week, twice a day, or three times a day, so that you can, you know, anyway, what I'm trying to say is advanced techniques are really like beyond what most of us need or even want, and or what we even have time for. So we're all kind of intermediates. Even someone like me who's been working out for, I'm 40, I've been working out for 28 years, okay? And this will kick your butt, I promise you. With the myo reps, the density training, the every minute on the minute sets, the double stimulation workouts in the third phase, the cluster reps, it's going to kick your butt. You're going to notice a huge change in your body. And the last thing I'll say is, we've came up with that, or we decided to offer another option, which is the workout and the personalized diet. And that's for $197. So that's kind of Legendary Lean, do it on your own type of thing. Because I know you don't want to spend the money, or maybe you don't even trust us enough to, maybe we don't have enough social proof. Maybe trust isn't the right word, but maybe we don't have enough proof to show you that people are getting great results. And I hear you. We do have that, but maybe you're not quite convinced. I totally understand. Maybe you want to wait to see what happens a little bit longer. Wait for us to work out the kinks. I get it. It still works for everybody. I've been doing this for a long time, but if you want something a little bit in between, we're willing to do sell you the workout and to do a personalized diet for you for $197, for one-time payment of $197. So Legendary Lean is a total of $500 if you pay all up front. Otherwise, it's $200 a month. Comes out to $600, I believe. And then the workout by itself is $79. So that's it. That's all I've got. I hope you learned a lot. And I hope you have a better idea of what will help you the most to achieve what you're actually after, because that's what this all was about. Whether you buy a workout from me or join a coaching program from me or from someone else, just make sure you choose the best thing for you. That's all I've got. I hope you enjoy your week, and I'll speak to you soon.